His trick on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. A racist post on Facebook by a Weebatuck student has drawn the ire of the administration in a letter that was made public yesterday evening by Raymond Castellani, superintendent of schools at Weebatuck Central Schools. Castellani stated the following. June 19, 2019, dear Weebatuck families, last Friday school district administration was made aware of an extremely inappropriate photo posted on a student's page. The photo depicted a Weebatuck Central School District student in a Weebatuck athletic uniform wearing what appears to be a mask hat representative of the Ku Klux Klan members. The district required that this photo be removed immediately and took prompt action to investigate the matter. I write to inform our community that the Weebatuck Central School District takes these matters very seriously and does not condone any representation of hate or discrimination. As a public school, we take steps every day to ensure our building is conducive to learning and an environment free from bullying, harassment, and discrimination. This photo is completely unacceptable, and this type of conduct will not be tolerated. All students involved in this photo will be investigated and held accountable to the full extent under the Weebatuck Student Code of Conduct and New York State Education Law. The Weebatuck Central School District strives to be a district that prides itself in being respectful and inclusive of all. A district that accepts others based on their race, color, creed, religion, or any other protected class. This photo was completely unacceptable and not an accurate depiction of the environment that we strive so hard to foster and support here at Weebatuck Schools. We will continue to update the community on this matter and look forward to working together to provide all students a safe, supportive, and accepted environment to learn. Should you have questions with respect to this issue, please contact Superintendent of Schools, Raymond Castellani. Signed, Raymond Castellani, Superintendent of Schools. Cornwall at 10:30, the Hammond Beach has its opening day. At 6 p.m., Cornwall Conservation Commission at the Cornwall Library meet. At 7 o'clock, the Cornwall Board of Finance meet at Town Hall. Tonight, the Town of Dominia Town Board meets and has a public hearing at Town Hall, first floor at 7 p.m. Public comment, supervisor's report, town clerk report, committee reports, resolution on transfer of funds, open public hearing on solar law, and close the public hearing, and public comment again. Also, an executive session anticipated discussions related to proposed, pending, or current litigations, employment history of a particular person or corporation, or relating to appointment, promotion, demotion, discipline, or removal. There's a town board meeting in Ankrum at 7 o'clock. The 8th annual Sunset Music Series continues in Canaan, Nathaniel Heights Music. It runs from 7 till 9. More information at 860-824-4300. On Friday, June 21st, in Cornwall, at 5 to 7 o'clock opening reception, the Cornwall Historical Society, Blown Away. A legislative forum with state legislators will be held Friday at 7:30 in the morning at the Fife and Drum Restaurant with 30 district Republicans. All will give a review of the legislative session, answer questions from those attending. To make a reservation, 860-693-0757 or 203-770-0466. The Connecticut Safe Boaters Course will be offered on Friday, 9 till 3 at the Town Grove in Lakeville at $70 per person, payable on the day of the class. Cash and checks will be accepted. Participants do not need to be residents of Salisbury. More information, contact Lisa at 860-435-5186. On Friday, Kent Farmers Market. It's Music Day. Tina Pierce, country singer and songwriter, will perform from 3 o'clock till 4, South Main Street across the road from Napa Auto Parts. On Friday, Dewey Hall, Main Street in Sheffield, presenting their monthly swing dance featuring chops, sauerkraut, and croutons. Doors open at 7:30. Dance lesson with Harry Pacella takes place at 8 o'clock. No partner necessary. Beginners are welcome. Live music starts at 9 p.m. Tickets and more information at 413-229-2357. The Southern Berkshire Amateur Radio Club will hold their annual Field Day Emergency Drill the weekend of June 22nd and 23rd. They will be contacting other ham operators across the U.S. and Canada. The event will be held at the home of a club member at 80 Depot Hill Road in Amenia. Setup begins on Saturday at 10. Operations begin at 2, continuing through the night until Sunday at noon. More information at 860-435-0051. Sharon Audubon Center on Saturday from 10 till 12. The arrival of June marks Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Pride Month. Pride Month for short celebrations include parades, parties, and, in the case of Audubon, Connecticut, bird walks. The Let's Go Birding Together walks are for anybody who loves birds, likes birds, doesn't know how they feel about birds, or just wants to get outdoors. They welcome those who identify as LGBT, allies, families, and anybody who wants to enjoy an outdoor experience that's inclusive. That is coming up Saturday, 10 till 12 at Sharon Audubon. The Salisbury Cricket Club's annual Cricket and Children's Fete is going to happen on Saturday. The free family event is a great way to spend a summer day, and it's being held at Community Field in Lakeville on Saturday. The Salisbury Cricket Club's fourth annual Cricket and Children's Fete from 11 until 3. All experience levels and abilities are welcome. It's a fun day for the whole family. Proceeds from the match will split between the Jane Lloyd Fund and the Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance Squad. An opening reception for the Kent Art Association Juried President Show will be Saturday from 2 till 7, featuring pianist Roger Young on the keyboards, an introduction by Northwest Connecticut Arts Council Executive Director Rufus Durham, and presentation of awards. The Sandersfield Arts Center will present Grit, a feature documentary film, on Saturday at 7 p.m. A Q&A will also take place afterwards with director Cynthia Wade. Tickets, $10 per person, are available at sandersfieldartscenter.org. The car show at the annual fly-in at the Walter Gay Caldwell Airport in Great Barrington is happening on Saturday. The car show from 10 to 4. $10 entrance fee for the cars. Show car and passenger spectators event free. It's $15 a carload. Special awards presented at 3 o'clock. Race cars, street rods, muscle cars, classic cars, antiques, customs, imports, any and all are welcome. It's sponsored and benefits the Couch VFW Couch Piper Post in Canaan. More information at 860-824-815. The Dover Farmers Market, located at 9 School Street, opens on Saturday from 11 till 3. Included in the all-day are music, face painter, balloon artist, and a tattoo artist, craft table raffle, maple cotton candy, free for market visitors. It's also offering SNAP benefits. It'll be open every Saturday through October 19th. On Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Church of St. John in the Wilderness, an enchanting program of classical and jazz music. The Church of St. John's is located on Route 344 in Copake Falls, New York. More information at 518-329-1577. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 38.46 to 26,504.00 today. The Nasdaq starts off the day at 7987.32 and the S&P 500 at 2926.46. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.